In the name of God, the Holy and the Divine Trinity. Amen. In the western part of the United States, there's a kind of evergreen called the lodgepole pine. It has that name because the trunk is unusually straight and tall. And for that reason, the Native Americans in the area favored it for making teepees and lodges. The interesting thing about the lodgepole pine, though, is the pine cones. Like other evergreens, the seeds are in the pine cones. But in lodgepole pines, the seeds are sealed in. So that when the cone falls to the ground, nothing happens. Until forest fire. The cones, you see, are sealed shut with resin, and it only melts to release the seeds when heated by the heat of the forest fire. It seems strange that the tree would not be able to reproduce until catastrophe had struck. But that's how the lodgepole pine reproduces, out of the ashes. Now today we put ashes on our faces and pray to be purified from our sins, to be cleansed from what stands in the way, that we may observe a holy Lent. We remind ourselves of our mortality. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Everyone, the very old, the very young, those for whom this is the first time, and those for whom this may be the last time, babies and elders, the healthy and the dying, those who are good and those who aren't so good. In this day and age, we've almost lost the connection between mind and body, or soul and body. So doing things like putting ashes on our heads, or avoiding meat on Fridays in Lent, or giving up chocolate, or coffee, or Facebook, might seem odd or uncomfortable, primitive even. But as they say, energy follows attention. Today we put ashes on our faces and pray to be purified from our sins, to be cleansed from what stands in the way. What stands in your way? What are those things that turn you away from following Jesus? What are those things which keep you from becoming the person God intends? Keep you from making full use of the gifts you've been given? What are those things of which you are afraid? We put ashes on our head today because we will die. And we spend an awful lot of our time thinking and acting like that's not going to happen, like we can somehow avoid it, because we are afraid. Or maybe it isn't just death, it's loss of something else. Security, independence, status, money, relationship. But at some level, we're all afraid. Lent is the season when we acknowledge that our attention, and therefore our energy, is often focused on what we fear. And that fear keeps us from becoming what God intends. With our ashes and our fasting, we deliberately try living with the idea that we will die, that we will fail, that there is not really any true security ever. And ultimately, that God is God and we are not God. Like the lodgepole pine cone in the forest fire, the worst and most painful thing that can happen, in that place beyond loss and fear and death, that's where new life is. We put ashes on our heads and pray to be purified from our sins, to be cleansed from what stands in the way, so that we can become who God has always intended us to be, depending on God, not on ourselves, freed from fear and loss and even death. Then, and only then, can we hear again the truth of the Paschal mystery, shown to us in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that God is, no matter what, with us, and will never leave us on our own, and that mortality we acknowledge on our foreheads is not the end of the story. Death does not get the last word. And despite our tendencies and desires and frequent wanderings off, God will always pursue us, wait for us, welcome us back, and encourage new growth in us, like the seedlings of that watchful pine among the ashes. Blessings for a holy Lent.